This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Right, we have the opening round games. Those will be on campus sites. A lot of controversy about the whole setup. And we know that the way it worked this year, the four top conference champions got the bye. And that's where a lot of the conversation is. Can they tweak that so that you know, Boise State wasn't actually the third ranked team in the country, but they got the three seed. And, you know, Clemson was the last automatic qualifier because they won their conference. But they were technically like the 16th ranked team. And so how do you balance that out? I think that's a fair thing they need to change. But there's already discussion come the 2030s, early 2030s, when they can really make wholesale changes, potentially expand it again, what that could look like. How do we reward conference championship weekend, but maybe we turn it into a play-in weekends? Listen to Josh Pate. He was talking about college football expansion and the idea that what we now know as conference championship weekend could turn into play-in games that get you, let's say a Big Ten has three spots, suddenly spot number three is up for grabs in a play-in game.
The rest of this is subjective. Let's just go back to the one thing that's crystal clear. Conference standings. Well, the only way they can do that is if they know they got a guaranteed amount of seats at the table. But if you know you got a guaranteed amount of seats at the table, then all you have to do is look at the SEC standings. And the way you would figure this out, and the way you would reward your teams for having a good year is you take Texas at number one, they get one of the chairs. They don't have to play another game. Georgia, number two, they get one of the chairs. They don't have to play another game. You may say to yourself, Josh, aren't they going to go to the SEC championship game? Nope, I'm getting to that. Hold on. Those two are already in. Now, Tennessee, South Carolina, Ole Miss, and Alabama are the next four highest-ranked SEC teams in this given year. Well, here's what you do with your conference championship weekend. You actually create two games instead of one, but they're not conference championship games anymore. They are play-in games. And so three would play six. Tennessee would face Alabama in one of those. Winner gets the third chair. South Carolina would play Ole Miss. Winner gets the fourth chair. That's how you figure out how your four SEC teams are going to be in the dance. Same things happening simultaneously in the Big Ten. So what you've done there is you've actually added inventory for your media partner. You changed what conference championship weekend used to be into what is called play-in weekend, whatever you want to call it, and you crystallized the idea of your conference championship race having maximum meaning and more teams being involved all the way to the finish line.
So that was Josh Pate's explanation, and there was also a Yahoo article explaining that this has been discussed to some extent. If they're going to expand the field, I don't hate this where, hey, you win the regular season conference crown. You're the conference champion. There's no conference title game, but you get the one spot or the two spots, whatever it would be, from that respective conference. So let's say the SEC and Big Ten three or four spots. If you win the regular season SEC title, you get your guaranteed qualified spot. If you're number two, you probably get a guaranteed qualified spot. But for spot three and four in the SEC or Big Ten, or spot two, let's say, in the Big 12, you got to play a game.
At the very least, so I don't think the SEC and the Big Ten should get four automatic qualifiers. But I've also accepted the fact that that's probably not up to me, and that the other conferences, in order to guarantee themselves at least two, will probably have to agree to this. Because at this point, the Big 12 is probably better off agreeing to let the Big 10 and the SEC have four if you get guaranteed two. Because you got one extra team in the college football playoff this year if you would agree to that system, and that would be the case. But at least it feels like they earn it a little bit. You're the sixth best team in the SEC. You can't be any worse than that. You don't deserve to be anywhere near a college football playoff if you're worse than sixth in the SEC. And we're still going to make you play a team to get it in, and you actually get the natural bye and break that the team who finished number one in the conference, I think, deserves. You get two games instead of one for the conference championship weekend. Then you get those teams back into the college football playoff after. This seems like kind of an easy one.
Well, let's localize it. So Missouri was actually in the standings like the seventh or eighth team. So they'd be out, but they lose to South Carolina. Their season's not over. We came on the show and said, yeah, they're not making the playoff. You could go all the way through the finish line and still get into that sixth spot. Let's take the Big 12. So you have 4-4 in the Big 10 and SEC. That's eight teams. Let's say they expanded to 16. So the 16 available spots, eight are gone. I think if you're the ACC or the Big 12, you've got to say, we need three spots at the table, the top two, same as the SEC and Big 10. And then you have 3-4 rather, play, which would be BYU and K-State would play
a
play-in game to get that third spot. So then you have two spots left. You make that the group of four or the group of five spots.
But if you go 4-4-2-2, it has to be a 16-team field.
Yeah, correct.
And it just feels like you're doing too much. Could it just be 3-3-2-2? And then, like, I understand that, but, like, the number one gets the bye, and then 2 and 3 got to play, 4 and 5, you know.
I think that's all open for their
four just feels like so many.
I think that's all open for their, discussion, and they're trying to figure it out. But yes, this idea would require expansion. This idea is not happening until like 2031 or 2032.
And there's no way that 12 teams it would be possible. It would have to be 16.
But I don't hate the concept of it, which would, someone's like, can you put it part of the bracket? Well, yeah, basically it would be. It'd be like when we look at the insulated bracket,
like,
and
the first four.
The first four, if anybody that fills out a bracket, it has a spot. You may not actually pick the first four games. Some people do, but it has a spot for the first four in your bracket. So you would have in the, the top left corner would say, whatever we want to call these automatic qualifier play in game 1, 2, mm-hmm. 3, 4, whatever. It would be part of the field. Technically, it'd be part of the bracket. You would get into that. Right now, these conference title games, we know this past weekend, a couple of them meant a lot. The Clemson SMU game meant a ton. For Clemson, wouldn't have got in without that.
Big 12 was great.
The Big 12 won. The Mountain West one did. The SEC one, not really. It moved some seating around, but ultimately it wasn't a play in your in type of game. Whereas these would literally be play in games.
Play and you're in. Like, no question about it. This is the setup.
So, and what this also does is there's no longer a strength of schedule argument. You're not comparing anymore. That there's four SEC, four Big Ten, three Big 12, and three ACC teams, and then there's two for the group of five, where I think you could actually have some fun with this. Notre Dame's not on a conference, so they would be stuck in those last few spots, but it would be Boise State and Notre Dame, and then it'd be UNLV and Army. They play against each other, and whoever wins those two games gets two spots in the playoffs. So everybody has their seeds, and there's no, well, we're better than SMU, so we belong in, because to your point, Cody, if Alabama can't finish in the top six, you don't belong in the conversation anyways.
I agree, but it will create the people who are upset. It'll essentially create the NFL's divisional model, where, like, there will be a bad third Big 12 team or a bad fourth SEC team in a year where you're like,
sure,
them? The fourth team in the SEC who happened to win their 6-3 matchup, and you're like, ew.
Yeah, this is
They're
also
not
where...
even good. But, like, you know what? I don't mind it. I mean, it's a professional-based sport. Why not do a playoff system?
This is where I think the Big Ten and SEC will ensure they get 3 or 4, mm-hmm. and the Big 12 is only getting 2. And some of it will be dub money, but also to your point, I mean, if the third best team in the Big 12 in most years is going to be worse than the third best team in the SEC, like 90% of the time. Like
is it worse than the sixth? I don't know, the fourth best or
but we know
best.
The Big Ten and SEC are always, I mean, it's just the reality of where we're trending with this. Yeah. Like, they're always going to get a better package of the deal. I mean, that's unfortunately where it's going. I don't hate this concept. The only thing they can really change, though, in the next couple of years would be the seeding stuff. They can't expand until for years. We ran into that last time, right? It's why it took so long for them to go to 4-12. They can't just next year decide to go to 16. It doesn't work that way. They can, though, next year if they want, if they get approval, they can do the seeding differently. They can change the four highest ranked conference champions get a bye. They can rework that, and they should.
There's another part of this that I think I just now realized, and somebody texted in, this reduces the impact of preseason rankings.
Those shouldn't matter anyway.
The committee, technically, there's nothing for them to do anymore because everything is standings-based. Like what Josh was saying, you go off the standings. There's no more debates within the committee almost
The committee would just be deciding 14-15. Deciding at large.
It almost isn't needed other than them doing seeding. Like, if four Big Ten
they would still
teams,
have to decide the top Big Ten team, are they correct. Higher ranked than the top SEC team?
I'll be honest, they're not doing anything anyway. They're just copying, pasting the AP poll.
But in terms of them actually putting the teams that are in, that's already being decided for you, which I think is kind of nice, where you're almost taking the human element out of it, but it's in control of the teams who are actually vying to get in, as opposed to external ADs and external forces who are trying to pick which teams are better, and some are active and they don't like a certain conference, and then it gets all crazy and unnecessarily biased.
I know it's a college basketball thing. Is anyone filling out like a college football bracket? Like it's a bracket?
I've already filled mine
out. There's a couple contests.
Are we doing that?
So you and I were talking off air about this yesterday. I don't think we can do it officially through the station, but I think we're going to do something. If you follow our Twitter accounts, we're thinking about just doing one with a small potential buy-in, unofficially, not through the station.
We're not allowed to do this contest.
Will in no way be associated with 96.5 Fan or Odyssey.
That's right. We're not allowed to do it through the station, but on my personal Twitter account, we can. So I think we're going to do something on my personal Twitter account, and be on the lookout for that in the next week.
I mean, at this rate, we have a week until the first game starts, so.
Maybe I'll set it up this weekend.
Yeah.
Seems like something that's good to set up.
It'll fill up this quick. Weekend.
So anyway, that's what's being thrown out there around potential changes to the college football playoff. And some of it makes plenty of sense.